主内平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次在一起交通的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to share together.
我们先有一个祷告，好吧。
Let's start with words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你，让我们可以一同相聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that we can gather before you.
我们等候在你的脚前，求你向我们说话。
We wait before your feet and please do speak to us.
我们说话的人不过只是一个声音。
It's just only a voice for the one who speaks.
我们求你亲自向我们显现。
We do pray that you manifest yourself to us.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
Speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
因为只有你说话，我们里面的人才能活过来。
Because only when thou speak that we can be quickened.
只有你说话才能叫我们一生得益处。
Only when thou speaks, our whole life can be gained.
只有你说话才能叫我们的心得满足。
And only when thou speak that our hearts can be fulfilled.
只有你说话也叫我们能够得着那个真实的盼望。
And only when thou speaks that we can receive the true hope.
我们无依无靠的把下面的时间把我们每一位交在你的手中。
Without any other dependence, we commit every one of us onto your hand.
谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。我可不可以有个请求？如果说后面的弟兄姊妹或朋友，你可以往前面坐。
I have a request here for those who are sitting at the back. Please move up.
因为今天我放一些投影哈，可能字会太小。
Because the PowerPoint I put up there, the letters might be too small.
如果你的眼睛够好的话，那你就留在那里。
If you do have very good vision, then it's okay to stay where you are.
但是如果你愿意看得更清楚一点，可能往前面点更好。
But if you would like to see more clearly, then please move up.
我这两天一直想一个问题哈。
For the past few days, I've been thinking about a question.
怎么样能够使人承受丰富，但是又不会骄傲
？How can it be that for one to receive all the riches but not become proud？
你知道我们这个人是很渺小的。
You know that we are so limited。
我们很难看到说有丰富人而没有骄傲。
It's very hard for us to see those who are rich but not proud。
那怎么样我们又可以进入丰富？又不会骄傲，不可一世。
So how can it be that we enter into all the riches but not being proud, which is really impossible?
我在想这个问题的时候，我就想到神的创造非常的奇妙可畏。
As I meditate upon this issue, I thought about how amazing is God's creation.
当然，我们看到的神的创造，我们这个人就是这样子，眼睛、鼻子、耳朵啊，这样身体，对不对？
Of course, when we think about God's creation, all we see is us with two eyes, nose, and then our body.
如果神没有把圣经给我们的话，我想我们对人的认识是非常受限制。
If God has not given us the Bible, what we know about man is very limited.
早期的希腊哲学家认为人就好像是一团不晓什么东西。
For the earlier Greek philosophers, all they thought was men were just something.
但是有的逐渐就发现说，人好像有灵魂跟身体。
But then later on, they start to realize that man has spirit, soul, and body.
但其实他讲的灵魂跟身体呢，其实这个他们也是一个很混淆的一个状态。
But although they mention something about spirit, soul, and body, it's actually still very abstract.
但只有圣经非常的清楚告诉我们人是怎么回事。
But only the Bible clearly tells us how men are.
因为我们今天的题目是进入天父与神儿子的交通。
For our topic today is to enter into the fellowship of the Heavenly Father and the Son of God.
那你就知道这个事情不是物质的。
So you know this is not just material.
如果我们一直往物质的方向去思考的话，就非常挫折。
So we might feel disappointed if we keep thinking about something material.
它是属灵的，它是灵界的。
That is spiritual.
它是在灵里面的。
And that is in the spirit.
那神他的创造，叫我们这个有限的人可以有机会进入神那无限的丰富。
for God's creation enable us who are so limited to enter into the unlimited riches of God.
哎呀，我每次想到这，我心里就很高兴。
As every time I think about this, I'm so full of joy.
在我比较年轻的时候，我就发现每次要进步一点都很困难。
When I was younger, I realized it's so hard just to improve a little bit.
不但进步点很困难，一有点进步呢，马上这个人就高起来了。
Not only that it's so hard to improve just a little bit, but as soon as I improve a little, I become proud.
那下来可能是又掉下去，掉得很惨。
And the next step would be I fell to another low point.
但是我信主之后，我就发现神真的是伟大。
But after I believe the Lord, I realize that God is truly great.
很宝贵。
Very precious.
啊，那我给大家看一些图，好吧
？I will show everyone some pictures.
你先转过来一下哈。这个图呢是讲到用很简单图形的方式告诉我们整个救恩的情况。
So I use some simple pictures to show us the picture of salvation.
好，这是有一本书叫做《神救赎的计划》。
So it's a book that's called The Plan of God's Salvation.
好，《神救赎的计划》那个姊妹呢，她在写这本书的时候，为了让大家能够明白，她所画出来的图。
As the sister who wrote this book, in order for everyone to understand, so she draw the diagrams.
所以我是借来的。
I borrowed this idea.
不是我创造的。
It was not from myself.
但是对我是很有帮助的。
But it truly helped me.
所以我希望大家一同得帮助。
So I hope that everyone can gain this.
好，那第一个图呢，是叫我们看到三而一的神用这样的一个方式来表达。
So the first picture shows us the God of Trinity.
或者我们看那个金色的，神就是光，在他没有黑暗。
Or we see the golden part is that God is light. In Him there's no darkness.
而且呢，神的生命是一个非受造的生命。
And God's life is an uncreated life.
好，我们再来看下去。那这里呢是看到受造的人。
And here we see the created man.
当然是我们。人的总代表是以亚当来代表，首先的亚当来做代表。
So the first Adam was representation of man.
所以今天我们都是亚当的后裔。
So today we are all the descendants of Adam.
那我们所得的生命呢，是一个受造的生命。
And the life we have received is the created life.
我们再看下去。那在亚当刚被造的时候是没有犯罪的。
So when Adam was first created, there was no sin.
在神看为是好的。
And in God's eyes, it was very good.
但是人呢，是分成三个部分。
But a man was with three parts.
在最外面是身体。
The outermost is body.
在中间那个部分是魂。
In the middle is soul.
在最里面是灵。
And the innermost is spirit.
那身体是用来接触这个物质世界。
For the body is to contact with the materialistic world.
所以你今天坐在这椅子上是用身体去坐它。
So as you are sitting on the chairs today, it's with your body.
魂是叫我们知道自己，也表达自己。
And the soul is for us to know ourselves and to express ourselves.
那魂呢，其实它又分为三个部分，就是心思、情感和意志。
And also there are three parts to our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotion.
所以有的人就很容易掉眼泪，他可能情感很丰富。
So for someone who's very easily to shed tears, that means this person is emotional.
有些人他好像很会，怎么讲说，很会发表思想，就是他这个思想很丰富。
Or someone might be very thoughtful that he has an active mind.
有些人呢，他一做了决定之后呢，好像别的人很难去改变他。
Or someone might be as soon as he's very strong will.
这就是意志表达。
So that's the representation of the will.
但是魂是看不见的。
But you cannot see the soul.
有哪一个人看得见，眼睛说我看到你的魂。
So whoever can really see that I see your soul.
你看不见，对不对？
So you cannot see it, right?
但是根据它的功用，你就知道它的存在。
But according to its function, you know it exists.
每一个人都有心思、情感跟意志。
Everyone has the mind, emotion, and will.
但是呢，每一个人的特性强弱不太一样。
But whether one is strong in some areas and one is weak in other areas.
但是你碰到一个人的时候，你这个人他一直在想，一直在想，就知道这个人心思很发达。
But when you meet someone as this person keeps thinking, then you know this person's very, mind is very active.
那有的人呢，一碰到他，他一看什么就哇，就眼泪就一直流一直流，这个感情很丰富。
And when you meet someone that this person easily shed the tears, then you know this person is very full of emotion.
所以虽然眼睛看不见，但是你知道它存在。
So although your eyes cannot see that, but you know it exists.
啊，现在的心理学也常常讲这个东西。
And so does the psychology talks about this nowadays.
但是人还有灵，这是现在人不太清楚的。
But human beings also have spirit. That's something that we do not understand.
灵也有三个方面。
And there are also three parts to the spirit.
灵有良心这个部分。
There's the conscience.
所以当人有犯罪的时候，人其实是感觉很清楚的。
So when someone sins, actually the person knows very clearly.
我还蛮有印象的，我小时候哈、做了一些不讨人喜悦、伤害人的，自己知道，结果呢，我整个人就觉得很不舒服。
I still remember that when I was young, that I did something which was not right. I knew about it, so I was not comfortable with it.
这是良心的功用。
And that has to do with the function of conscience.
那灵里面还有一个功用叫做直觉的功用。
And another function in the spirit is the intuition.
啊，这个直觉呢，就是从神那里得到第一手的知识。
And this intuition is received the first-hand knowledge from God.
可以受神的引导。
Then one can be led by God.
啊，另外还有一个是叫做交通，或者是叫 fellowship 啊。
And another function is about fellowship.
啊，这就是啊，人可以跟神来往。
So that one is able to communicate with God.
所以刚被造的亚当，他没有犯罪以前，他跟神的关系是非常流畅的。
So when Adam was first being created before he sinned, his relationship with God was very thorough.
因为他的灵是干净的，没有死。
Because his spirit was clean, did not die.
所以他跟神能够很容易去沟通，而且他呢也很容易把神的心意呢，他自己知道该怎么办。
So it was very easy for him to communicate with God, and he understand God's will.
但是很可惜，亚当他没有听神的话。
But unfortunately, Adam did not listen to God.
他没有听神的话之后呢，就犯罪了。
So because he did not obey, so he sinned.
所以首先死的是在最中间的部分，就是灵。
So what died first was the most inner part, the spirit.
所以从灵里面先死，就他跟神的关系先断掉了。
So the death start from spirit, which was that his relationship was being cut off from God.
然后亚当又活了好多百年，到九百多岁才肉身死掉。
So after several hundred more years that Adam died in his 900 years that his body died.
啊，那罗马书第七章告诉我们说，这样的人在他里面是没有良善的。
So the book of Romans chapter 7 tells us that there is no good in man.
那这我们有时候会起来反抗。
Sometimes we do feel we are against this word.
那亚当他在没有犯罪以前，他称夏娃是什么？
Before Adam sinned, what did he call Eve?
他说，他是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
She is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
所以他跟夏娃的关系，他一看到夏娃的时候，他就看到他自己。
So as soon as he saw Eve, that he saw himself.
他就很有生命的互动。
There was the interaction within life.
但是当罪进到亚当夏娃之后
，But after sin went into Adam and Eve.
那个亚当说，跟神讲说，你给我的那个女人。
Then Adam told God, "The woman you gave me."
哦，这完全口气都不一样。
It was totally different tone.
这就是罪和有没有罪就差很多。
So then, sin or no sin was a big difference.
有时候我们常常不小心讲一些伤害人的话，我们觉得还很正常。
Sometimes when we accidentally say something that hurt other people, we thought it was normal.
我觉得在没有信主的时候，常常喜欢听到一个话，或者常常讲的话，死这个字。
Before I believed the Lord, I often like to hear or even I spoke often the word death.
妻子称丈夫说死鬼。
For sometimes the wife curses the husband to go to die.
那这个，那有时候不高兴嘛，是去死了。
Or sometimes when you are not happy, you also curse about that.
所以会讲这个话其实原因很简单。
So in order, actually the reason to say those words is really easy.
因为从最深处就是黑的。
Because the depth of our being is all black.
就是被死亡控制的。
It's being controlled by death.
所以既然我们的里面充满了死亡，所以发出去的就是死亡。
So since our inner beings are full of death, therefore what we express is death.
哦，以前我们小时候叫小孩不叫小朋友不好叫，就叫小鬼。
When in Chinese, when we call those little kids, we call those little ghosts.
哎，这都是有原因的。我没有信主，不懂这个东西啊。
Actually, those are always reasons. Before I believed the Lord, I didn't understand.
后来信主之后说，哎，怎么叫小鬼？这怎么可以叫啊？
But after I believed the Lord, I started to wonder how can I call those little kids little ghosts.
我希望弟兄姊妹，今天之后你不要再叫你的儿子女儿了，叫小鬼啊。
I hope start from now on that you no longer call your children little ghosts.
因为你不尊重他，将来他也不会尊重你。
Because if you do not respect them, they will not respect you.
他小的时候你就不尊重他，你不尊重神的创造，那他长大不尊重你，那也是正常的。
Because if you do not respect your children since they are young, that means you do not respect God's creation. So when they grow up, it is normal that if they do not respect you.
但这个原因都是因为犯罪，灵跟魂跟身体都死亡。
But all this is because of sin, because of the death of spirit, soul, and body.
但是呢，神就把他儿子耶稣基督差下来。
But God had sent His Son, Jesus Christ.
他来到他的肉身里面。
He came into his human body.
但是呢，他里面是神。
But in him is God.
所以他虽然是受肉身的限制。
So although he was being limited by our body.
但是他跟神之间的这个关系是流畅的。
But he has a very solid relationship with God.
那神派他来呢，叫他成为末后的亚当。
As God sent him to be the last Adam.
就是要把我们这个在首先的亚当里面的这一个族类的人呢，通通结束了，把我们带到新的族类去。
That is to end all the people in first Adam in order to bring us into the last Adam.
所以我们信主的人就在这个末后亚当里面，就与旧亚当呢就断绝关系。
Therefore, us who believe the Lord in our last, as we enter into the last Adam, we are being our relationship with the first Adam was being cut off.
所以叫我们能够进入新造的世界。
So we can truly enter into the reality of a new creation.
那主耶稣他为了担我们的罪。
As our Lord to bear our sins.
所以啊，他的魂跟身体都在罪的这个重压底下。
So his soul and body was being under the burden of sin.
神使那个没有罪的替我们成为罪。
God let the sinners become sinner for us.
叫我们可以得拯救，得赦免。
So we can be saved and forgiven.
好，那主耶稣他被钉十字架死后三天复活。
And our Lord Jesus raised up from the dead 3 days after.
所以他复活的身体比他就是说成为肉身的身体是更棒的。
So his resurrected body was even better than his body in flesh.
主耶稣在肉身的时候，他还没有死而复活以前，他不能穿墙。
When our Lord Jesus was in his flesh before he resurrected, he could not go through the wall.
他不能说，我突然就跑到那里去，现在跑到这里去。
He could not go through different space.
但是呢，他复活以后呢，他可以一下子在这里，一下子在那里，就是这个身体是很特别的。
But after he was resurrected, he was able to be in different space at the same time.
记得他复活以后，有一次门徒把所有的门窗关了。
We remember that after he resurrected, his disciples closed all the doors.
那主耶稣没敲门就跑进来。
And without knocking the door, our Lord Jesus came in.
那看，哎呦，是不是碰到灵了？
And when they saw it, they saw it was a ghost.
我就吓得吓死了。
And they were all scared.
然后主说：“你看看，看我的枪伤，看我的钉痕。”
So our Lord said that, "Look at my piercing wounds."
然后呢，有没有东西吃的？
And he asked, "Is there something to eat?"
哦，结果人给他烧鱼吃，他也吃掉了。
And so people gave him fish, and he ate it.
我觉得很难想象啊，又可以穿来穿去，又可以吃东西。
I thought it's hard to imagine that he was able to go through the wall and also able to eat.
那吃东西不掉下去，怎么 怎么掉地上去了。
And what he ate, he will not drop on the floor.
很难想象，但是却是真实的。
It was hard to imagine, but it was all real.
啊，这是主复活的身体。
So that's the resurrected body of our Lord.
所以他的灵跟魂跟身体都能够完全的彰显他所要彰显的。
So his spirit, soul, and body can fully manifest what he would like to manifest.
那这个图呢，就是讲到说。信主的人在他里面就得到他这个生命。
So this picture shows that for us who believe the Lord in Him receive His life.
所以基督是我们的生命。
Therefore Christ is our life.
所以他的生命成为我的生命。
So His life become ours.
我不晓得你对你原来的生命，你觉得欣赏不欣赏
？I don't know if you appreciate your original life or not.
但是我觉得我们这个旧造的生命再好，都觉得很叹息。
But regardless of how good our old created life was, we still sigh.
但是主要给我们他那个复活、那个新造的生命，就叫我们在他里面来得着。
So, but our Lord would like to give us His new created, resurrected life, which we can receive in Him.
好，我们再看下一张。啊，这一张哈，左边是在罪和死亡的这个范围。
So the left side of the picture is under the sin and death.
右边是在光明，是在神的爱子的这样的一个国度里面。
On the right hand side is under the kingdom of light and God's love.
所以是在永生的这个范围。
So that's under the boundary of eternity.
那中间呢，必须经过这个十字架。
So in the middle, it must go through the cross.
所以我们信主的人是从左边经过这个十字架被牵到右边去。
So for us who believe the Lord is from left that goes through cross and then to enter into the right hand side.
所以这里神做一件事情呢，就是把我们从这个黑暗这边呢带出来。
So here God does the work that bring us from darkness.
那把我们带进这个光明的国度。
And bring us into the kingdom of light.
那这里呢，这个十字架就是耶稣基督必须钉十字架。
And here the Lord Jesus must be crucified on the cross.
啊。这里提到以赛亚书第五十三章，我们看一下，好吧
？Here talks about Book of Isaiah, Chapter 53.
我不解释，但是读一读你就知道了。
I will not explain, but let's read it, then you will know.
以赛亚书五十三章，我们从第四节看起，然后看到十二节。
Let's start with Isaiah 53, verse 4.
好，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All we like sheep that have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to a slaughter, and as a sheep before the shears is dumb, so he opens not his mouth.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同室的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除？是因我百姓的罪过呢。
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare it his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
所以这就是跟我们讲说那个主耶稣在十字架上的工作。
So that talked about the work of our Lord on the cross.
所以今天所有人信耶稣都不是很容易的事情，我讲说是神不是做的很容易的事情。
Therefore, for people to believe unto the Lord, to Jesus, it was because God has done a very hard work.
信的人很容易得着，但是这个救恩的成就是一个非常复杂的过程。
It is easy for those who believe to receive it, but for the accomplishment of salvation was very complicated.
神知道我们没有办法救我们自己，所以他就用他奇妙的方法来为我们预备救恩。
God knows that we cannot save ourselves. Therefore, with His amazing work, He prepared salvation.
所以就是要把我们从这黑暗的国度带到光明的国度。
That is to bring us into the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of light.
所以每一个信耶稣的人，他必须要看见耶稣基督和他钉十字架是为着他这个人的。
So for each one who believes unto Jesus has to see that Jesus crucified on the cross is for that person.
不是为别人的，所以你不能为别人信耶稣，你要为你自己信耶稣。
It's not that he crucified for somebody else. Therefore, you cannot believe the Lord for someone else. It's for yourself.
所以你不要看这个耶稣基督钉十字架是个客观的事情，他是为着你这个信的人，他就是为着你。如果全世界只有你一个人，他就是为你这个人钉的。
Therefore, you cannot see Jesus Christ and him crucified to that as something objective. For he crucified on the cross just for yourself.
哦，这一点我感受很深刻。
I truly have a big impression on this.
我刚信主的时候，我心中有一个很深的感动。
When I first believed the Lord, I have a really deep touch in my heart.
如果全世界只有我这么一个人
，If in the whole world there's only me，
我又不识字
，And I'm illiterate，
没有文化
，And without any culture，
没有地位
，And no status。
但没有别人了，对不对？所以不管别人尊重不尊重了。
So since there's nobody else, regardless of people respect me or not,
神仍然救我。
But God still saved me.
啊，因为他预备这个救恩。
For He has prepared the salvation.
好，我们再看下去。一个人得救之后，他的灵就活过来了。
As soon as one is saved, his spirit is quickened.
所以看到什么？那个灵的中心那边呢，有金色的出现。
So you see there's the golden part in the midst of this picture.
灵活过来，神就把那个新造的生命就放在里面。
When the spirit is quickened, then God puts this newly created life in it.
所以人有了神的儿子就有生命。
So when one has the Son of God, he has life.
那但是你会发现这个金色并没有充满了整个灵里面。
But you will see this golden part has not yet filled the whole spirit.
它只是在灵里面的最中心的部分。
But it's still in the center of the spirit.
所以呢，这表示我们还需要让这个灵里面呢能够长大。
So it means that we shall still let the spirit grow.
充满整个灵，充满魂，甚至达到身体。
Let the whole spirit be filled the soul and also the whole body.
所以一个人信耶稣是心里的事情。
So for one to believe the Lord has to do with the heart.
是灵里面的事情。
It has to do with the spirit.
可能你解释不清楚。
Maybe you cannot explain it.
也想不太通。
I'm not able to understand.
我到现在很多事情还想不太通。
I still have many things I cannot understand.
但不是我想不太通就不能经历它。
But it does not mean that I cannot understand, so I cannot experience it.
你们有没有哪一个人把这个 这个椅子好把它想通了才坐下去。
Have anyone of you think thoroughly about how this chair is like and then you sit down?
我们常常一屁股就坐下去，根本就不知道椅子干这个好坏的。
Usually we just sit down without even thinking whether the chair is good or bad.
我们其实没有办法每一件事情都一直想那么清楚。
Actually, it's very hard for us to understand everything clearly.
但是一个人信主了，得救了，他的确是灵里面活过来。
But as soon as someone is believing the Lord and got saved, truly his spirit is quickened.
那灵里活过来表示说这灵有功用了。
So when the spirit is quickened, it means the spirit is back to its function.
有功用就是可以跟神来往了。
As it has function, it means that it can interact with God.
神说话，你可以听到话。
When God speaks, you can hear it.
神在我们身上说停止，你可以感受到他的停止。
When God tells us to stop, then you can feel it.
神叫我们走，你可以感觉，你可以感觉到有这样的一个推动力。
When God asks us to move, then we can feel that it's pushing us to move.
好，我们再看下去。所以这就是这个人呢，他信主之后，他顺着灵去生活，所以这个灵的影响就一直往外扩张。
So this is how after one believes the Lord, one walks according to the Spirit. So therefore, the Spirit continue to grow.
所以圣经讲说这是一个变化的过程。
So it's the work of transformation.
这个变化是要变哪里去呢？不是越变越糟糕，是变成主的形状。
This work of transformation is to be transformed into the image of the Lord.
而且这个变的过程呢，是在一个荣耀的一个程度，再往一个更荣耀的程度去。
And this process of transformation is from glory to glory.
你怎么知道是荣耀的？
So how do you know it's glorious?
神自己就是荣耀的。
Because God Himself is glory.
神是荣耀的，所以神的灵在你里面。使他长大就是荣耀，一直达到荣耀。
So because God is glorious, so His Spirit in you let your spirit grows, and therefore it's from glory to glory.
所以这是一个生命成长的过程。
That's the process of growth of life.
要达到什么地步呢？要像主耶稣。
It's to grow to the point that we shall be like our Lord.
也就是这个人从灵里面一直到魂到身体，他都能够跟神有一个。活的一个通畅的关系。
So that this person from spirit, soul, and body, he has a life relationship with God.
所以这个是可以彰显神儿子的那个荣耀出来。
And that is to manifest the glory of the Son of God.
好，我想因为我们要讲到这个交通，这个在进入天父与神儿子的交通。
Because we will share upon this fellowship to enter into the fellowship of the Father and Son.
所以刚才这些的基本的认识是应该有的。
So we shall understand those basic.
如果没有这个基本的认识，我们一讲到交通，我们就东想西想，不知道想到哪里去了。
Without those basic understanding, as we talk about fellowship, we might not understand it.
那这个交通有一个基本的条件。
And in order to have fellowship, it has the basic requirement.
这个条件就是必须要重生。
And the basic requirement is to be reborn.
我们看一下重生。
Let's look at reborn.
我请问在座的每一位。弟兄姊妹，你有把握你已经重生了吗？
Let me ask the brothers and sisters here, are you sure that you are being born again?
或者说，你真的是活在重生的实际吗？
Or is to say that are you truly living in the reality of being born again?
人可以重生，但不活在重生的实际，这是有可能的。
It may be possible that one is reborn, but not living in this reality of it.
因为我们刚看到那个灵的部分，最中心是金色，但周围还是黑的。
Because we saw that the center part of spirit is gold, but besides it was still dark.
所以人可以，他虽然重生了，但他不活在重生的实际。
But it's possible for one to be born again, but not living in the reality of it.
所以在最中心的那个金色呢，它不会往大，不会长大。
So this gold part in the center of it will not grow.
但是你如果重生了，顺着重生的生命去生活，那个金色的就一直往外长大。
But if after you are being born again and you walk according to its reborn life, then this golden part will grow.
那这个是约翰福音第一章告诉我们的重生。
And that is what it tells us in the first chapter of John about born again.
约翰福音第一章的十二节、十三节啊。
John chapter 1 verse 12, 13 and 13.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就是他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them gave his power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name.
所以成为神的儿女不是努力来的，是神给的。
Therefore, in order to become the sons of God, it's not to use our own effort, but it's given by God.
前两天我们那个有些福音朋友，我们在那里谈，有一个就想说，我一直努力要信，我一直努力要信。我说你信不来的，这怎么努力要信，你怎么得到呢？因为他认为信耶稣是他努力得到的。
I was sharing with some gospel friends, and some friends say that I try so hard to believe, but I told him it's not possible because you cannot use your own effort to believe.
信耶稣是你接受神所赐的，神给你的。
To believe unto Lord Jesus is that you accept what God has given you.
好，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，而是从神生的。
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这里血气是讲到什么？血缘关系。
Here talks about blood means that the blood, the relationship.
我们信耶稣是根据血缘关系来信的吗？
When we believe the Lord, is it because of the blood?
如果留在这个地步就很危险。
If we only limit to this boundary, it's very dangerous.
不是从情欲生的。
And it's not the will of the flesh.
不是从这个肉体的这些欲望来的。
It's not from the lust of flesh.
也不是从人的意志来的。
And it's not from the will of man.
而是从神生的。
But the will of God.
所以这里告诉我们说，一个人重生，他必须遇见神。
So here tells us that for one to be born again, he must meet God.
你不能只遇见基督徒。
You cannot just meet Christians.
你遇见基督徒，觉得基督徒很好，那很好。但是你要遇见神。
It's good if you meet Christians and think they are good, but you must meet God.
所以基督徒传福音给人是要把人带到神的面前。
So for Christians to share gospel is that to bring man before God.
是叫人遇见神自己。
To let man meet God himself.
遇见神，从神生，这才是重生的实际。
It's only when you meet God and born from God, that's the reality of being born again.
所以一个人说信耶稣。但是他活在人情底下，他有问题。
So if for someone who believes, he say that he believes unto Jesus, but he still look at man, then there's a problem.
因为神在我们的心中，在那里带领我们的时候，他是超过了人所有地上的关系。
For when God leads us in our heart, he surpasses all the relationship on the earth.
这听起来好像很残忍，是不是？
It seems very cruel.
听起来好像很无情，是不是？
It seems really it seems really cruel about this.
这是神把我们从世界、从黑暗拯救出来的。
That's when God delivered us from the world and from darkness.
所有信耶稣的人必须遇见神。
For all people believe unto Jesus must meet God.
你只有遇见神，才能受神的带领。
Only when you meet God, then you can be led by God.
如果你信耶稣的过程当中，你只遇见人，你没有遇见神。
If during the process you believe unto Jesus, you only met man but not met God.
你所受的帮助，你只能从人来而已。
So all the help you have received can only from man.
超过从人来，从神来的，恐怕你会拒绝他。
You might actually reject all the help from God.
所以这是一个很实际的东西。
So that's very real.
必须要遇见神。
You must meet God.
神有办法让你，神是常常在我们周围的。但你必须向他敞开。
God is all next to us, but you have to be open to him.
好，这是在这个约翰福音第三章。
It's from John chapter 3.
第五节到第八节。
From verse 5 to 8.
他说，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again.
风随着意思吹， 你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。
The wind blows where it lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes and whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
所以这里其实讲到重生有两面。
So there are two aspects when it talks about born again.
一面是从上头生。
One part is that to born from above.
所以一个人他如果信耶稣之后啊，他会觉得天的事情对他来讲不再那么困难。
So after one believes unto Jesus, that he might think that heavenly things is not so difficult for him anymore.
虽然好像不是能够描述的这么清楚，但是一讲到天的时候呢，就是从上头来的，从神那里来的，你会觉得很亲切。
So even though he cannot really explain it clearly, but as soon as you talk about heaven, when something is from above, then he feels very familiar with it.
所以这里是主耶稣对尼哥底母说的，要从上头生。
So that's why our Lord Jesus told Nicodemus to be born from above.
所以一面是从神那里生，从上头生。
So on the one hand is to be born from God, born from above.
但另外一面呢，他说叫从灵生。
And also on the other hand, he has to be born from the Spirit.
所以从灵生的就是灵。
That is born of the Spirit, Spirit.
哦，我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有把握。
I do not know if you have the assurance.
如果你遇到一件事情
If you face some issue,
外面有很多的意见
There are many different opinions.
但是主耶稣在你的心里面有个引导
But Lord Jesus in you has a guidance.
你要听谁的
So who would you listen to?
你遇到这样的事情没有
Have you ever faced this kind of issue?
外面叫你去去去
When the other people tell go,
里面告诉你不可以不可以不可以
But inside of you tell you do not
你听谁的
Who would you listen to
这就是从什么生很重要
So it's very important that where are you born from
不但是从什么生很重要而且是你必须要认定一件事情
Not only that where you're born from but you have to rest assured one thing
也就是说你需要在神面前靠着主的恩典来帮助你，你里面有一个肯定。
That is that by God's grace that in order to help you, you have assurance in you.
神在我的心中，神在我的灵里面所给我带领的，远远胜过外面所有一切。
The guidance that God has guided me in my spirit and in my heart surpasses all that's from outside.
胜过任何的人，胜过任何的血缘关系。胜过任何的世界的系统。
It surpasses all men and surpasses all the relationship in blood and also all the social network.
不晓得在我们当中有几位你有这个把握。
I don't know how many of you here have such assurance.
我很感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
在我得救早期的时候，主让我学这个功课。
The Lord has let me learn this lesson in my earlier days when I believed the Lord.
我就里面就逐渐就肯定了在我心里面如果是出于神的一定是胜过一切的
I have the assurance in my heart that if something is from God it definitely surpasses everything
那你怎么知道呢
How would you know
因为是从灵生的
Because it's born of the spirit
因为从上头生
It's born from above
好，这个是彼得讲的重生
And this is what Peter talks about born again
彼得在彼得前书第一章告诉我们
Peter told us in the first book of Peter chapter 1
彼得前书第一章第三节到第四节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他曾照自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that which fades not away reserved in heaven for you.
这里告诉我两方面。
Here tells us two things.
第一个，一个人重生了，他应该是 站在复活的那一边。
First is that when one is born again, he shall be stand on the side of resurrection.
是他站在复活的层次之上。
He is actually above resurrection.
他不但觉得不会觉得复活是一件不能接受的东西。
Not only that he will not feel that he cannot accept resurrection.
他要不断的经历尝到那个复活的大能。
He shall always continually to taste the power of resurrection.
所以主耶稣复活重生了我们。
As our Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead, He gave us birth again.
他把这个复活的生命给我们。
And He gave us this resurrected life.
所以如果我们被放在这个死亡的环境里面，你要用复活的生命来吞灭死亡。
So if we are under the circumstances of death, you have to use life, the resurrected life, to swallow up death.
另外一方面呢，就是主给我们一个活泼的盼望，对于不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的东西，我们现在越来越能感受，越来越能够有把握。
And the other point is that our Lord has given us a lively hope so that we can feel something that is incorruptible, undefiled, and fades not away.
好，另外一个呢，讲到重生的是在彼得后书、彼得前书的第一章的23开始。
And another part talks about born again is that 1 Peter chapter 1, 20, verse 23 and through 25.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
这里告诉我一件事情，一个重生的人他对主的话是有胃口的。
So it tells us for someone being born again, he has appetite toward God's word.
不但是有胃口的，他去经历它，这是一个永恒的话，把我们带到生命里面去。
Not only he has appetite, but he would like to experience it, and also this is the eternal words which bring us into life.
当然，这个是逐渐的经历。
So it's a progressing experience.
所以呢，他会相信主的话，而过于相信别的。
So therefore he will believe unto the Lord's words more than believe unto others.
所以与主的话不相合的，他应该是站在主的话这一边。
So for those that's against God's word, the person shall stand on the side of God's word.
所以这里告诉我们说重生的一些现象。
So those talk about the condition of being born again.
我们是不是跟这些的话能有一个实际呢？
So are we into the reality of those words?
所以要与主交通，要进入神儿子与天父，神儿子与天父的交通是必须要重生。
Therefore, to fellowship with the Lord and to enter into the fellowship of Heavenly Father and the Son of God, one must be born again.
所以这个重生之后，你就具备了可以交通的条件。
So after born again, then you have the qualification of entering into the fellowship.
所以每一个信主的人都应该有这个实际。
So for each one who believes the Lord should have this reality.
然后第二个就是要在灵和真理里面来敬拜神。
And the second part is that one should worship God in spirit and in truth.
这个是在这个约翰福音的第四章。
That's in Gospel of John, chapter 4.
23, 24节。
Verse 23-24.
时候将到，如今就是，那真正拜父的，要用心灵，心灵其实讲到灵和诚实，诚实就是真理那个字，拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以进到这个天父与神儿子的交通，所以我们要来跟神交通，或者我们要过属灵的生活，都必须要进到灵里面。
Therefore, to enter into the fellowship of the Heavenly Father and the Son of God, for us to have us to walk in the spiritual life, we shall to enter into spirit and in truth.
如果我们没有进到灵里面，我们恐怕没有真正进入那个属灵的生活。
If we do not being entered into the spirit, then most likely we haven't entered into the reality of a spiritual life.
如果我们没有进到灵里面，我们可能觉得亲近神，但在神根本就没有被我们亲近到。
If we are not entering the spirit, maybe we think we are drawing close to God, but actually God does not feel it.
所以一定要在灵里面。
So we must be in the spirit.
所以这个条件不是我们来设定，这是神来设定的。
And this criteria is not set by us, but by God.
所以我们需要主帮助我们进到灵里面。
So we will need the Lord to help us to enter into the spirit.
这是需要主帮助我们带我们进去的。
So that's what we need the Lord to help us to enter into.
另外必须诚实或者在真理里面。
And also we shall be in truth.
我们有多少的时候到神面前去不够真实？
How often that we are not in truth when we go before God?
明明我们不懂，我们还跟神在那里吵架。
Actually, even though we do not understand, but we argue with God.
我们以为神好像看不见。
We even thought God cannot see it.
我们是不是很真实的来到神面前？
Is it really we come before the Lord with honesty?
心向神完全的敞开。
Our hearts are completely open toward God.
在我的心里面最深处的那个想法，最深处所要的，我跟神毫无保留的可以沟通。
And from the innermost being of my heart, that without holding anything back, I fellowship with God.
如果我不合神心意，如果我跟不上神的心意，我愿意接受神在我身上的改变。
If I fall short of God's will, and I'm willing to accept the guidance from God.
所以进入交通是需要在灵里面，也需要在真理里面，在真实里面。
So to enter into the fellowship has to be in spirit and in truth.
你就发现有许多人一同信主。
So we find that as many believe the Lord together.
有一些弟兄姊妹，他经历主特别快，特别多。
For certain brothers and sisters, they experience the Lord really quickly and also more.
好像在很短的时间之内，他的长进是超过人可以想象的。
It seems their growth in a very short time surpasses one's understanding.
这个原则是不能忽略的。
We cannot neglect this principle.
我们离开这个原则，我可以信主非常多年，但是根本就没有进到那个属灵的生活里面。
If we do not follow this principle, even though we believe the Lord for many years, but actually we have not yet entered into the spiritual reality.
我们必须要诚实。
We must be honest.
没有进到灵里面，或者不知道是不是进到灵里面，我们在神面前需要诚实。
If we haven't entered into the spirit, or whether we do not know if we enter into the spirit, we shall be honest before God.
我们有多少的时候是在一个装假的一个状态底下？
Very often that we are actually in a fake condition.
明明不在灵里面，却自认为在灵里面。
Even though we are not in the spirit, but we thought we are.
因为灵是跟肉体相争的。
Because the spirit is against flesh.
所以这是需要主帮助我们。
Therefore, we need the Lord to help us.
要进在灵里面去。
To enter into the spirit.
如果我们没有把握，今天就在主面前寻求的时候。
If I have no assurance of this, then today as we seek before the Lord.
我希望我们在这里的交通不是白白的交通。
I hope that I do not fellowship here in vain.
如果我们只是听一篇好的道，没什么意义的。
There is no meaning if we just listen to some good message.
如果我们这里所交通的不是出于主的，愿主替我们过滤掉。
If what we share here is not from the Lord, may the Lord filter this.
如果是出于主的，
If that's from the Lord,
我需要主带我进入实际。
Pray the Lord can guide me into reality.
这是我在刚开始信主的时候，主给我一个态度。
That's the attitude when I first believed the Lord that the Lord has given me.
我到处跑聚会，听过非常多的交通。
I went to so many different meetings and heard many messages.
有许多的讲法是刚好相反的。
And some messages are against one another.
你不知道谁是对的。
I did not know who were right.
每个人都说自己是对的。
Everyone say they are right.
每个人都说自己很重要。
Everyone say they are important.
讲啊，再讲啊，再讲啊，再讲啊。
They talk about the same thing over and over again.
但是你如果进到灵里面。
But if you do not enter into a spirit,
神要因着我们带着灵和真实到他面前去，替我们过滤那些不是他的东西。
God will filter for us what is not from Him as we go before Him in spirit and in truth.
谁能保护我们？
Who can protect us?
谁能保护我们？
Who?
神自己。
Only God Himself.
所以你进到灵里面去，神就可以保护你。
So as you enter into the spirit, God is able to protect you.
神可以带领你。
He can guide you.
谁给你分辨的能力？
And who can give you the ability of discernment?
每一个人都说自己很棒。
Everyone say that he's good.
每个人都说我讲的最真实的。
Everyone say what I talk about is right.
谁叫你有分辨的能力？
So who can give you discernment?
神自己。
It's God Himself.
圣灵会做这件事情。
Holy Spirit will do this work.
我希望我们大家有丰富的经历。
So hope that we have the abundance of experience.
我非常感谢主给我这样的恩典。
I really thank the Lord for giving me this grace.
能够尝到他这些恩典的这些的作为。
So I can taste all His gracious work.
我们再下一张啊。好，那我们既然进到灵里面呢，那我们就应该活在灵里面的生活。
So since we enter into spirit, so we shall have a life in spirit.
所以这里有一个什么呀？就是靠圣灵入门，靠圣灵成全。
So here is that you began in spirit and now being made perfect by spirit.
这个是保罗这个说的话。
That's what Paul has said.
他说在加拉太书第三章第三节说：“你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？”你们是这样无知吗？
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 3 says, Are you so foolish? Having begun in spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
所以保罗说什么？如果一个人他靠圣灵入门，他是清楚蒙恩得救的，但是他却要用肉身来成全，这样的人是无知的人。
So Paul said that if someone begun in spirit who truly was saved by the Lord, but he would like to be made perfect by the flesh, this kind of person is foolish.
希望我们每一个人都不要做无知的人。
Hope that each one of us do not be foolish.
既然神把我们灵救活了，
As God has redeemed our spirit,
我们就求主带我们进入灵里面去认识经历他。
So pray that the Lord help us to experience Him in spirit.
好，在第五章，加拉太书第五章十六到十八节有这样的话。
In Book of Galatians chapter 5.Verse 16-18.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体情欲了。
This I say then, walk in the spirit, and you should not fulfill the lust of flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相抵，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But if you be led of the spirit, you are not under the law.
这段话至少告诉我两方面。
This passage at least tells us two points.
如果你要胜过自己的肉体，
If you like to overcome your own flesh,
如果你要过得胜的生活，
If you live an overcoming life,
你必须要顺着圣灵而行。
You have to be walking the Spirit.
如果我们失败了，没有得胜，恐怕是我们关键是我们根本就没有顺着圣灵而行。
If we fail and not able to overcome, maybe the most important reason is that we do not walk in the Spirit.
所以要顺着在人里面那个得救的那个生命，那个圣灵的带领去生活。
So we shall live according to this.Redeemed life in the life of spirit.
所以主给我们这个灵里活过来，不是叫我们就放在那里就不理他了。
So as our Lord, as God let us our spirit be quickened, it's not that we just leave it there.
所以我们如果顺着这个圣灵去的话，你就能做你做不到的事情。
So if we do according to the spirit, then you can do something that you cannot do.
或者做你没有想清楚的事情。
Or do the thing that you haven't even thought about clearly.
另外一方面呢，这是叫我们胜过律法。
And the other point is that we can overcome the law.
你不在律法之下，是在律法之上。
You are no longer under law, but above law.
因为这不是你努力的，这是圣灵的工作。
Because that's not by your own effort, it's by the work of the Spirit.
圣灵一管制我的舌头，我的舌头就不能说谎。
When the Spirit controls my tongue, then my tongue cannot lie.
圣灵一致使我的身体，这个肉体，我呢，就不再做那些肉体犯罪的东西。
So when the Spirit puts into death my flesh, then my body will not sin.
圣灵把平安给我，让我呢，就不会常常在随意发脾气。
When the Spirit gives me peace, then I will not get angry.
所以这是一个很真实的东西。
So that's very real.
好，我们再看下去。这是第五章，加拉太第五章二十五节说。
That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
我们若是靠着圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我们回到刚才那个点。英文说 ，If we live by the Spirit， 我们如果活在靠着圣灵而活，就应当怎么样子？行在圣灵里面。
The English says, "If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit."
所以，我们是你是靠什么活
？So what do we live in？
所以这是表示我们日常生活就应该是这样。
So it means that it should manifest in our daily life.
所以因为这些，你就很需要跟神交通了。
Because of this, you should really need to fellowship with God.
就非常需要进到灵里面。
And you must enter into the Spirit.
不进到灵里面就觉得不实在。
If you do not enter into a spirit, you feel it's not real.
这是一个很实际的东西。
It's very practical.
好，你再看。好，那圣灵在我们身上做什么
？So what does the Holy Spirit do on us?
这个至少在这个约翰福音第十六章告诉我们。
In Gospel Book of John, chapter 16 tells us.
约翰福音十六章的十二到十四节这样说。
For John chapter 16, verse 12 to 14 says,
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
所以这里看到的是什么？我们人是很有限的。
So it shows us that we are very limited.
我们很容易就好像对于主的方面，主给我们的要供应的，我们就跟不上了。
Very easily we fall short of what Lord would like to give to us.
但是主回到天上去之后，把圣灵拆下来，放在我们的心里面。
But after our Lord went to heaven, that He sent the Holy Spirit to be in our heart.
所以他呢，要带我们、引导我们，而且把我们带进到真理的实际里面。
So it shall guide us into all truth.
所以进真理的实际不是想出来的。
So it's not based on our own imagination to enter into truth.
不是你用自己的努力努力出来。
And it's not by our own effort.
是你顺从圣灵就进到实际。
It's according to the Spirit that you can enter into truth.
而且不但是这样子。
And not only that.
他要把将来的事告诉我。
And he shall tell you things to come.
所以你会发现当你顺从圣灵的时候，你这人是被扩大的。
So you realize that when you obey the Spirit, then you are
being enlarged,
and you are being lifted up.
所以这是非常有福的事情。
So it's such a blessing.
所以你怎么可以又有丰富又不会骄傲呢
？So how can you have all the riches but not become proud?
你如果真的是顺从圣灵的引导
，If truly you obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
你得了极大的丰富
，and you receive all the riches.
你知道这不是出于你自己
，and you know that it's not from you.
夸要找指着谁夸口？
When you glory, who shall you glory to?
指着耶稣基督的名夸口。
And you boast in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是个很实际的东西。
It's very practical.
所以你越是进到灵里面，跟主在那里交通，再进入那个实际。
So the more you enter into the Spirit to fellowship with the Lord.
你可以享受进入更多更大又高又大的事情。
And you can enjoy to enter into more riches.
但同时你也可以被摆在人家最看不起的地位上。
But at the same time, you might be in the lowest position that others despise.
这是神奇妙的作为。
That's the amazing work of God.
只有神的生命才有这个能耐。
Only God's life has this ability.
人没有这个能耐。
Man does not have this ability.
人可以装谦卑，驼背一下下。
Man can to fake to be humble.
但是怎么说一次一下呢？那就是不得了的反应。
But when he's being poked upon, then the reaction comes out.
所以真是很感谢主给我们这样的恩典。
Therefore, we do thank the Lord for giving us the grace.
我们这好，另外呢，就是。这是类似的意思，就是顺从恩高的教训。
And also it's also following the anointing.
那这个恩高教训是什么？圣灵在我们里面的带领是真实的。
And the leading of the Holy Spirit in us is real.
因为你这样的顺从的时候，你就保证跟主的关系是正常的。
Because as you obey, then it's rest assured that you have the correct relationship with the Lord.
所以你借着顺从圣灵，借着顺从恩高的教训，就住在主里面。
So as youobey the Holy Spirit and follow the anointing, then you abide in the Lord.
所以什么时候没有恩膏的教训，就要小心了。
So whenever you do not have the anointing, then you shall be careful.
我是不是从主里面跑出去了？
Am I going out from the Lord?
跑到外面去了。
Out from the Lord?
还不知道。
And not even realize it.
好像老底家的教会，他们觉得自己非常了不起，很丰富。
And like the Church of Laodicea, they think they are.They are rich.
但主不在他们里面，主在他们外面。
But the Lord is not within them; the Lord is outside.
还要敲门啊。
And even need to knock the door.
敲门还不见得知道是被敲门了。
And when the Lord knocked the door, what they do not even realize that the Lord is knocking.
说明敲门说不要吵，不要吵，我现在忙。
So when the Lord knocks, they even tell the Lord to stop.
顺从恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
To follow the anointing and abide in the Lord.
好，这段话我们还要读一下，这是在以赛亚书第三十章二十二十一节。
And let's read from Book of Isaiah chapter 30 and then verse 20-21.
这段话送给大家，希望今天。弟兄姊妹能够记得这个话。
I hope to give you those verses and hope you can remember.
不但记得，希望你经历这个话。
Not only you remember, but you can experience it.
好。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。
And though
你眼必看见你的教师。
And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teacher be removed into a corner anymore, but thy eyes shall see thy teachers.
你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk you in it. And when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
这一段话就告诉好像一个经历。
So this tells us like an experience.
一些艰难的环境带给我们是一个祝福。
It's actually a blessing when we are under difficulties.
这个祝福叫我们跟主的关系从好像死的状态能够到活的状态。
And this kind of blessing brings us the relationship with the Lord from death into life.
好像从疏远的状态能够变成亲密的状态。
From the relationship that's far away into something that's intimate.
这里有一个很宝贵的话，就是说，你的教师却不再隐藏。
And the precious word here is that the teacher is not being hidden anymore.
今天我问一个弟兄姊妹一个问题。
So let me ask brothers and sisters a question.
你的教师是隐藏的呢？是看不见的呢？还是在你面前，在你里面是真实的？
Is your teacher hidden or invisible, or he's real in you?
啊，这段话主给我一个很宝贵的经历。
And with those words, the Lord has given me very precious experience.
我想时间的缘故，我就不去交通那个经历。
Because of time, I will not share about the experience.
但是我很盼望弟兄姊妹你得着这段话的好处。
But I do really hope brothers and sisters can receive the profit from this words.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼。
Although the Lord gave you bread of adversity,
以困苦给你当水,
and water of affliction,
你的教师却不再隐藏,
you should not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore.
你眼, 我看一下哈, 你眼必看见你的教师,
but thy eyes shall see thy teachers.
你或向左, 或向右, 你必听见后边有声音说, 这是正路, 要行在其间。
And thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk you in it. And you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left.
我最后问大家一个问题。
And finally, let me ask you a question.
我希望你回答是在神面前。
I hope your answer is before God.
你如果愿意得到这个话的实际的，麻烦你站起来。
For any of you who would like to receive the reality of the words, that please stand up.
你真实，这是在神面前。
Please do this before God.
你可以不要。
It's okay that if you do not want it.
我也不会求你。
And I will not beg you.
好，我想这是在神面前做的，神知道，我们一起祷告。
So let us pray as this is before the Lord.
主，你知道我们的光景。
Lord, you know our condition.
你知道我们心里的情况。
You know our inner heart.
你知道怎么帮助我们。
And you know how to help us.
我们为着每一位弟兄姊妹站起来的或没有站起来的，我们都感谢你。
And we thank you for each one of us here, whether standing up or not.
我们盼望你真是借着我们站起来这样的机会，带我们进入与你有活的交通。
I do pray that you take such opportunity as we stand up to lead us into the living fellowship with you.
叫我们从今天开始，我们在主面前的生活是一个活的生活。
So starting from today, our life before the Lord is living.
叫我们可以有恩典，有能力，能够为主做活的见证。
So we have the grace and power to be your living testimony.
愿主纪念每一个弟兄姊妹的心愿。
May the Lord remember each will of the brother and sister.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，请坐。
Please be seated.